This week's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was kind of uneventful for me. Sutton and Kyle. What's Kyle trying to tell us? Is Kyle trying to tell us that Sutton is on drugs? Is she trying to say she's an alcoholic? Like, I'm just not understanding. And I made a TikTok about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills last week, and I was saying that I feel like it's kind of crazy they're all acting like there's such a big issue with Kyle being healthier and going to the gym and not drinking, like, relax. But now I'm starting to feel like, I hope you're not becoming one of those sober people that as soon as you start living a healthier lifestyle, now everybody around you is an alcoholic. We don't need that kind of judgment with our cocktails, okay? It's fine for you to be in the gym 3 hours and not be drinking. In fact, I applaud it. That's great for Kyle. But do not judge us, okay? And I feel like that's what she's doing a little bit. Because, yeah, Sun was a little drunk in that exchange. That was clear. But it didn't seem like she was that drunk. She was acting completely regularly, like regularly for Sutton anyway. That's my main take on this Sutton thing. She was definitely doing the most at the Magic Mike show, but she's acting normal for Sutton, so I'm a little bit confused as to what Kyle is trying to tell us. This is nothing new. Are you just trying to tell us that you've never liked Sutton and now that you're sober, you just really can't bear being around her? Or is it something else that's gone down between you and Sutton that you're not really telling us? Because I really don't get it. Like, what is the huge issue with Sutton's reaction at her house? The name was funny as fuck to me. I get in a conversation her being a bit irritated, but it didn't seem like a drama to take home and call Dorit and cry about. And her implying that Sutton was threatening her when she asked what was wrong with you, she wasn't asking you in that way. She was saying, I'm fine. What's going on with you? Like, and this is why Kyle's reaction towards Sutton is so funny to me. Because you and her are not worlds apart. They are both dramatic in their own way where it comes to their reactions. The way Kyle was sitting there thinking, by the way, fuck you, that was rude, da da da. Like, she was being dramatic in her own way in response to Sutton. So her trying to sit here and act like Sutton is a crazy person for being her normal self, I really didn't get it. And then at the end at Garcelle's event, Kyle was just on 10 immediately and Sutton was sitting there calm as fuck. So her trying to make the case that Sutton was doing anything but sitting there and talking to her like a normal person, I was just like, yeah, you're gonna need to come forward with whatever your problem is because you're not even making any sense right now. And I know you're not drunk. So what's the deal, Kyle? Why are you acting like that? With Crystal and her brother, I think it's very clear that Crystal feels very guilty about her brother and his fiance breaking up because it was at her and her mum's request that he come to the US during the pandemic. And that separation and distance is essentially what led to the breakdown of his relationship with his fiance. I totally get that. You would feel guilty about that. At the end of the day, you never want to feel like your actions are responsible to the demise of someone's relationship, especially something that was going to turn into a marriage. But it's not her fault. At the end of the day, he made the decision to go to the US and be with his family. So he is also responsible for the decision that he made. You can't put it all on you, guilt-wise. And also, I know that distance is very tricky and very difficult, but I do feel like if they weren't able to survive that, then the marriage wouldn't have lasted anyway, is what it sounds like. Because I feel like in this day and age with technology, especially considering that you weren't working as much as you usually are, assuming they didn't have essential jobs, maybe I'm incorrect about that, but if their workload had changed like the majority of people's during the pandemic, and you've got things like FaceTime, you've got, you know, phone sex to ensure that you continue that intimacy. I know it's not the best, but you know, it's something to do in a pinch. So I just feel like if that led to the complete breakdown of their relationship, it seems like there were already problems there that were gonna unearth themselves when they got married anyway, or before they actually got married at some point for whatever other reason. So I feel like she can't hold herself responsible with that, but I do totally get her guilt because that's her brother at the end of the day. You're gonna feel bad. And I also really like Crystal. I know that people aren't really here for her. I get why in comparison to the others where you look at the entertainment factor of everything, but I like Crystal. I actually feel like she serves as a housewife. I feel like they don't give her enough screen time, but I don't feel like she's ever really bored me. I'm always interested in her backstory. And I feel like, you know, she gets involved where it comes to the drama, at least in the past. At the moment, she really isn't, but we're only early in the season. And I feel like when this new lady comes, I don't remember her name, but the one who her transphobic tweets have come out and her husband's sexual assault case has come out as well, I think that there's gonna be some drama brewing with them. So, you know, give it time. Give Crystal time, you guys. Dorit and Garcelle. I think that Garcelle is a very patient woman because Dorit would have me at the end of my tether at this point. Because I would just be so tired of having conversations with her, and every single time at the end of it, we're always talking about you and your feelings. Especially when this wasn't the subject matter in the first place. Like, I just get so tired of that type of thing. And I feel like Dorit never really wants to give Garcelle the space to just say what she thinks and have her own feelings without attaching her own to it, and it gets really boring and really old. And I think that's what Garcelle was essentially trying to tell her. And I'm very surprised that Garcelle actually came out and said, how would you feel if I said it's been over a year since the robbery, get over it? Because she held herself back from saying it the first time when Dorit was saying it's been a year, get over the kid situation. And I caught that in the moment. I was like, oh, Garcelle almost went there. And so I was so surprised that she went back, thought about it, and was like, no, I am gonna say it. Like, I love that. I love me some Garcelle. And I definitely feel like her and Dorit are gonna beef either this season or by the reunion for sure, because I did not catch this during the episode, but I saw on Twitter that Garcelle said the only time she's noticed someone's jewelry is where Dorit still had hers after she filed the report after the robbery. Oh my god, I can't believe you said that out loud. Oh my god, oh my god. I mean, that's the drama we want though, I can't lie. I just feel like if it's one of those things that it was like, you were thinking it, no, but you said it, I'm here for it, I'm here for it. Garcelle, say it then. You know, let's prep some drama for the reunion, shall we? Denise is back. I love that. Getting rid of Lisa Rinna and bringing back Denise, here for it, here for it. I really liked Denise when she was on. I never ever understood why they were all on her dick about Brandy. If you have seen my review on Real Housewives of Atlanta from the last season, the whole Drew and Ty situation, I never understand why they do this on Housewives. Who anybody slept with or kissed off camera is their business. They don't need to tell us about it. Who the fuck are you? Are you their husband? Why do you care? Like, I just didn't understand why they kept on at her about it. So I totally was okay with her being like, bravo, bravo, and like not wanting to talk about it on camera. Because at the end of the day, regardless of whether she fucked Brandy or not, that is her business. So the fact that they all turned her into the enemy based off of that, I always thought that was some bullshit, especially considering Lisa Rinna is her good friend of like, what, 20 years? So the fact that she could do her old friend like that for some drama on a reality TV show, Lisa's raggedy for that. I've never liked Lisa Rinna, but when I saw that season, I was like, oh, you're actually like fundamentally like not a good person. Like, the fact that you fuck your old friend over for some bullshit that you know you don't really care about, that isn't your business, all for some ratings, you ain't shit. But so anyway, I love the fact that they brought Denise back. I think it's very interesting to see the women's reactions when she came in the room. Obviously, I didn't really expect them to start fighting instantly because, like I said, what they were even beefing about wasn't serious. But it's just interesting to me that you all did the most that season to the point where you made her the villain. But then the next time you see her, it's, oh my god, smile, smooches, like, oh my god, Denise. Okay. You change your energy. So it just goes to show that they were doing it for Lisa Rinna's benefit, because I feel like if Lisa were here, it would be a different story. It does look like Denise is gonna be lit next episode though. So that will be an interesting one. I was looking at her like, girl, I wish you didn't. I wish you weren't sloppy drunk. Like, but we move. And I just also have to mention Garcelle's movie, because I love that she's making such an effort to bring it onto this platform, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, that has millions and millions of viewers and, you know, has an audience that is most likely primarily white women, to give them a little bit of understanding as to the reality of black women that go missing all the time in America, and the police do not prioritize their cases due to racism. So this is yet another reason why I feel like it's a great thing for Garcelle to be talking about race and racism on the show, because hopefully it will bring some understanding to people who usually would dismiss our stories. So the story is, Garcelle is a mother whose daughter is missing, and the authorities basically dismiss the case to look for a missing white girl instead. So she basically pulls together the help of amateur internet sleuths to try and find her daughter. And I thought it was based on a true story, but it is not based on a true story. It is just pulled from inspiration on real events from various other stories of black women going missing. So I think it's a great thing that she's doing this. She's starring in it and she's directing, so great for Garcelle. I love that. And I love seeing Garcelle act. If you checked out my reviews on the other black girl, I really, really enjoyed it, and I like Garcelle's performance. And it was a pleasure for me to see Garcelle act, because I've only ever seen her in one or two films, one of them being Coming to America, where I don't even think she has a line. So yeah, it was great to see her really take on a big role, and I really enjoyed the series as well, and I'm definitely gonna check this out. So we love to see that. Good for Garcelle. Anyway, that's all I have for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills this week. I don't know if I'll do a review next week, because I don't think I'm gonna make any content this week, but if you guys follow me on TikTok, I will probably make a TikTok about it during the week after the episode. And also, as usual, subscribe to my channel channel, like the video, and please comment below and let me know what you think. And till next time, bye.